Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Agriculture Commissioner Tom Peterson heard about the challenges facing farmers in the northwest part of the state this year. For sugar beet farmer Paul Rutherford, who farms north of Crookston, the fall campaign has been slow to start. In fact, it just started this past Saturday evening when Rutherford got 5 tons of sugar beets out of the field.
Otherwise, I haven't dug a sugar beet since August 20th. I'm a third-generation farmer. My son is working into the operation.
Have you ever seen it like this, Paul?
No, I haven't.
Have you seen conditions like this before? That was the question Governor Walz asked to nearly every farmer or seasoned agricultural veteran who chimed into the roundtable discussion yesterday in East Grand Forks. Not one yes came from the crowd. Walz says the state is working on short-term solutions to get through these unprecedented conditions.
Like hours of service on propane hauling, I think I'd like to get some action. We'll talk about this week. That makes sure that we're able to get that propane out for drying. Taking a look at if there's some things we can speed these permits on folks who need the permits for the overweight. Making sure the State Patrol is striking that proper balance of keeping our roads safe, but also understanding that we're in a unique situation here and we're assessing crop damage and property damage to look for disaster declarations.
Carlstead, Minnesota farmer Justin Dagan, who partook in the roundtable discussion, had one main message for Governor Walz and Commissioner Peterson.
Some form of assistance to help producers who may have gaps in crop insurance. We're gathering sugar beets, we're gathering soybeans, we're gathering corn. We don't know what's going to happen in the weeks ahead. Potato industry, unfortunately, being a perishable commodity and very, very cold temperatures coming in the next few nights, tens of thousands of acres in the field. That is a grim situation.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.